Our trainer, religious teaching, that the first motivation will be, should be a good one, should one good one. Or that motivation, instead of them, or not thinking in permanent life, and if I died, and where I should be, if I, once on the deed, and the connection with that deed, if my possibility can be right now, I be down, or the such and such place, health, or animals, or somewhere born, or somewhere in the middle of the intermediate stage, or that can be very, very possible. There's no insurance oneself not to be like that. So therefore, how nice, how wonderful, thinking that way, and wake up, and then do, or thinking, sit down and do all the practice of meditation or whatever you try to religious, big attitude to rises, mental attitude, what to do today, or thinking that way. Usually we don't have those kind of things. Usually we have so much things today. Soon you get up eating quickly to breakfast or something. Then what to do this? And then you have to so much egotistic view. Much you, attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Or they're based on that certain things I have to do. So much things. Certain things I have to fight against such and such things. And so these kind of hatred and attachment under these unpleasant all kind of suspicions and all kind of things, mental turmoil beginning, rising. Full day mental turmoil, right? Or mental, what did I say? That's okay? Not the, not insect, termite or something. Sometimes I have a lot of my mispronunciation. One time I was talking about a stream winner or something, but I didn't say properly stream winner, steam winner or something. And after I finished my teaching, somebody says, Mihila, what is the steam winner? That is steam. What kind of steam is it? Okay, anyway, okay. Same thing yesterday, what we have, similar things. All right, that one. Now I forgot what is we're talking. Turmoil. Oh, yeah, mental turmoil. Oh, that is the, we start the beginning, and soon, finish breakfast, then you have to so business worldly thing. I think we have to first reduce it worldly and these things, and there's nothing much complicated worldly. Always in our mind, or the spiritual beings, especially at least those things you have to concern, it worldly things, and always mourning. Whether one's own mind dominating these eight worldly things, eight worldly attitudes for only this life. Because this life is impermanent, nothing there, and we have big journey, going to long journey in the future. This life is just short stop here, short stop. Like in the, in a boat, you have just going a little bit short time, and there, and then you go from there, and so long. So therefore, a journey from the past and this life, and then from here go to next life, or like that way, long journey. So therefore, instead of those thinking, only we have usually only this life thinking, how I get the positive, four positive things, and the fighting against the four negative things, that is eight worldly goal. Four positives to pleasure or happiness. That is for this life, not for the future. this life, how I get pleasure, happiness, that is the one cause, yeah? For that pleasure, happiness, we always need to necessary things, a lot of wealth. Is wealthy, that is all concentrated to how to wealth, how to make money, etc. Wealth is one. And fight against the poverty, misery, suffering, loss. So therefore, wealth is one. Pleasure, enjoyment, that is all talked, right? In order to have the happiness, enjoyment, even you have a lot of wealth or something, good things, still you are not satisfied all the time, unsatisfied. Not satisfied, so therefore, some kind of lot of people or somebody is praising you. Oh, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, you are such and such generous or something, whatever, something. From inside, a lot of flattery people. If you have, you happy. And then you have pleasure, enjoyment. That is the direct, nyamba. If the opposite way, you are well, no good. And anything, whatever, under that category, whatever say, you don't like. Whether you are actually that is real or not, doesn't matter. Even you are very, very bad and ugly, or if somebody say truth, you wouldn't like that. Yeah? Okay, so therefore fighting against those things. And then nyamba, or then that is kind of pressing directly. And then even that pressing, a lot of people who round friends, relatives, and or many to or telling you, lifting up any of those things even you have, but you want to more, further, in invisible way, your name, you become wanting to be famous. For that fame, and you do a lot of work. Yeah, you have a lot of good things, try to do good things for the convince to others, you know, writing books and all these kind of orderly, all this in mind is the only one's pleasure, enjoyment. So the world, those praising and the fame goes far, even whole world is the empty world, doesn't effect to oneself, real life. Time. So therefore, these are the four positives and against the four the negative things, we have always only look down to the mind under power of those things. So that one has any Lamrim teaching or spiritual teachings according to Buddhism. Any of those, for only for this life seeking, for purpose of it, whatever you do is not dharma, it is not religion or dharma. Dharma starts from future, from this life use as for the future, and from next life on, then you worrying, fear, worrying next life, etc., samsaric life, from there, and then achieving in a higher level, of course. Or first, yesterday we were talking human life, etc., free from lower rebirth and miserable life, and better life is first try to get. And with that better life, then to finally get achievement of the highest goal, total or cessation of samsara, or the samsara, or enlightenment, or total achievement of highest goal, or everlasting called peace, or the perfection, or the whatever we have so much word, all of those things we want. But we can't get there without all this kind of thinking and with the thought doing those things. In order to do this properly, doing those things, when you are well established, your own mind motivated. So life is so short, life is so delicate, So I have to small or useful life when we have achieved this time, what to do, and thinking. Or that is the many things from here to all the way up, or emancipation, freedom, or enlightenment, up to that, what to do, what kind of things to get rid of, what things to accomplish. That is the main goal, is like that, right? So therefore, in order to do those things, we have to learn. We have to have knowledge, wisdom, correctly, what should be done, what should be not done, what is the temporary, what is the final things, what to need things, they are not come to you. We have to do those things all properly. So therefore, Buddha taught, for example, when you achieve enlightenment, for us, all of these. Buddha himself said, "Ngani rapta san bu chue shaki. Chue ji yangda duma ma jena. Nepa menji jaba tona yang. Luenen sewa munu sos." What that means? "Ngani rapta san bu chue shaki means chue dharma, which is for the liberation for all sentient beings equally, everybody, for temporary, final, anyway, leading toward to the enlightenment." That is the truth. That is the Buddha taught 45 years, hundreds of volumes we have in now in the Tibetan scripture, probably translated into Tibetan, 100 volumes called Kanjur. Another 200-300 volumes, Tenjur means to translate from Indian language, Sanskrit to Tibetan. So those are the 100 volumes, Tenjur is the Buddhist Bible. Buddhist Bible. Bible is not one thing. Buddha's taught so many from ground level, and intermediate level, then higher level, all of these necessary things have to talk. You can't do one single thing that will do everything. Yeah? There is no such thing. Or then, that's a medical term. What is that? Panacea. Or panacea. Okay, panacea. Do you know panacea? I don't know exactly, anyway. Okay. Is there a spiritual panacea? No. Spiritual panacea, no. Not. So therefore Buddha teaches in a small level, intermediate level. Then a small level, that is inferior level. Then intermediate level. When that is completion, then higher level, there are three stages, and all these sutras, subject, all this ground level, and the medium level, and the higher level is quick, and on a very, very high, special, and then later, tantric method, etc. So much these you have, all these can you include. Then those things also explained, what this is the later, subsequently. So therefore, with this teaching, it's not the, at the time, maybe lesser, maybe, or understand. But all of them, and together, is difficult to, and also crucial, most important, on anything is the viewpoint, view on what should be realized, the ultimate truth, and conventional truth. Or that we see all the time, our senses, or all these, or conventional truth, always we come. And the ultimate truth behind that you don't see, but that is not real truth as we see. So therefore, there is a final ultimate truth, like shunyata, etc., talking. Those things without starting, without learning, or our mind has no or knowledge of those things. So therefore, or that therefore, the teachings, as yesterday we were talking teachings, or there are many types, but they principally to three categories. First wheel of doctrine, second wheel of doctrine, or third wheel of doctrine, or Dharma teaching, these three things. These are different level, different way of thought. Or same or teacher, but what to teach is to the disciple. Disciple, why need those things, Buddha? Some are high, some are low, some are intermediate. So many variety of things. Why he need to talk? He should be talked what he realized, only one. Or that is it. That is not enough. Okay. Or that is, for example, when we are like patients. Or we are always, or not ordinary way of sick person, but the Buddhist term or religious term, we are all sick. Sick by sickness. Sickness is not painful, bodily, not necessarily mental sickness. Mental sickness is dominating ignorance, attachment, hatred, jealousy, and all of these kind of, all of these, when you were born, or with us, we have those things. There is no way of getting rid of those things easily by nice food, etc. It will not get rid of. Or even you go to long sleep. Doesn't do. So therefore, learning, starting, what need to be on and understand, what I should do mentally. Or then, tersam gomsum, terba. Terba means to starting, hearing from great, learning ones from Buddha, etc. teachers, learning first, terba. Then samba means analyze, examine correctly. Second one, samba means inferential knowledge. You get so much those things. And finally, when you establish those properly, understand, then you have to, there is something to meditate. Right? So then those things to meditate means to go to over mind, in the mind, to focus and over and over and until you or completely experience direct result, something like that. So that is then finally meditation you do. Without starting learning, there is no real good meditation. Yeah? Not much hurt. Lumung means mind is naturally stupid, ignorance. Going back to me, how to meditate, what, how to distinguish, how to meditate, what to not meditate, does not know. Tunyung lumung going back to me. Temete, which is the gombacha. When you have those things, what that person, what to meditate? There's nothing to meditate. unless sitting there, long sleep, ignorantly. Long sleep ignorantly, that is nothing doing, nothing thinking. Maybe that will for a little while, okay. That is the, I often use black bear. What they do is the whole winter, 6 months, go in deep cave and sitting there, nothing do, nothing think, now no harm, anything, just be quiet. Do they achieve something as a result of that? No. When they get up, same thing, hungry and angry and all the same thing would happen. So we should not do human. Most intelligent human who has the capacity to develop so much sharp, white, and the wisdom. That is not like animal life. Once you fall there, then it is limited. This with this body and the mind, the combination has real and special kind of life has. So therefore, this should not be wasted. Or therefore, these motivations with that, then or to first learning, starting is the wonderful thing. Then the second, emphasize, analyze, examine all those things you have to do. And then you put the real meditation. And for the meantime, what you learned, as long as you try to practice all those things, try to bodily and mindly and speech, whatever you have to, all those things when you understand you should do. That is the means, life, whether long or short, doesn't matter. The meaningful, made meaningful life. When oneself die, where you don't know even you where you're going, but at least oneself comfortable. Well, so whatever I have to do is so far I have done. I hope this will lead me in a better way, or something like that. That is the so therefore starting learning. Now with that, the Buddha's so scriptures, some are looks like contradictory. Sometimes here Buddha says, yes, you should do or this way, or some others don't do this one. Or some other things, okay, that is leave it alone, or something like that. Well, that is the required, but they all have to start learning different people, different purposes taught. Doctor said, us, or patients, one day, doctor said, you don't eat meat. If you eat meat, you will die. Or sometimes when you become very weak or something, some another development, you have to eat meat or something. Now you should eat a little bit meat. If you don't do, you will die. Or that is the same doctor, one doctor says, but the same to patients. But the patients, two contradictory things, both of them right. First time, don't eat, that's right. Next time, when you need to eat, that's right. You have to do follow like that way. Or same way, Buddhist teaching, spiritual teaching, special spiritual teachings, many, many things. You have to start learning and to follow whatever other than Buddha saying. Okay, this scriptures. That is the earlier quote, Buddha. If you, I did the excellent or Dharma to free all this, that kind of teaching I explained. You disciple, properly to do means to practice, to accomplish that is as accordingly. If you don't do that, then, Nepa means Java Tonayang, Dwen and Sora Minusos. Nepa means patients who go to see the doctor and get a lot of medicine, and then a whole kind of medicine, grabbing all of these. And then, Menji Java means huge sack, right? Huge load of the medicine bring, and then carrying with you him. None of them you eat. Then what will happen? Doesn't have at all. Never mentioned China to any several minutes. What the Buddha is explaining all the 2,000 years ago, and explained all this. And then his followers, many of them, try to explain and the teachings, etc. Then if you don't have even books collected as the ancient things, what do you call them? And people people collecting, you know, old things. Antique. Considering books are like antique. So put somewhere full of rooms, books, and these are antique, or I have bought such $100-something dollars. Okay, they are so proud. So none of taste, none of those meanings. And that doesn't help at all. Okay, so therefore Buddha was saying that, oh, to the young dad, sake of the medicine, tona yang is carrying, Okay, that is enough. I'm wanting to talk about the tukta, but the, why is tukta? Why need tukta? Tukta means standard. Standard is the different. Afterward, after Buddha passed, and all these scriptures, and then have followers have different understanding, different meaning, how you achieve the spiritual goal, or that for that purpose, and different tuktas have, or then different schools have. Schools, and the first school is as Buddha taught the first wheel of doctrine, Four Noble Truths, and Vinaya, and all is related with that kind of Hinayana level of teaching. That is, Hinayana means, doesn't mean Hinayana means, or something, or a bad thing. When we are in the level of what you need to get teachings, those are the Hinayana teaching. Therefore, practitioners also, some are centers, and Hinayana center or Mahayana center, this name, just namely. Of course, it can be in the center, or then Hinayana follower, or then who is actually Mahayana, it can be, or Mahayana follower, you can be even Hinayana, it. Or even neither of them. So therefore, first one is the all Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, etc. First ground. They are not too much emphasis in like Mahayana's teaching, like universal compassion, love, how to liberate all the other beings. Or purpose of that, or liberate for that, or purpose, etc. Teaching, that's a teaching in Mahayana teaching later explained. Or that is the first wheel when you're talking. You don't need to, or you don't want to, even Buddha talks, first give me lesson rather than something else, other, or that will think. So people will not except people were not interested. So therefore, first, how they themselves on how to liberate, etc. So this kind of teaching. So in this teaching, these teachings have various kind of level of teaching, and again, Buddha taught. So therefore, following that, then later, and then later we have, then I want to believe then, later on, four different schools, Buddhist schools rises, two Hinayana based, Hinayana scriptures, systems based on that rose, and two emphasis on Mahayana teaching. So therefore those things we were briefly talking about. On first two is the other than the Hinayana or followers, that is other than Bhaveshika and Satantika. You many of you may not they heard, or you might not reading or something this, but anyway, name of the Sanskrit word Bhaveshika, Satantika, so those things explained. And these things, first Vaveshika is the Buddha's those all teachings. After some time, there is a council of the Buddhism in India, have several, three times in the council had the first council. Our council has the Buddha taught many, many different levels, different places, all of these Vinaya, especially rules, etc., regulations, many, many viewpoints, etc., all these teachings, many of them are at that time not printed, not the, also therefore, great, great arahant. Arahant means the time of Buddha, many, many people who have all the realization, achieved emancipation, arahant is one who killed enemy, or means inner enemy, all the delusions get rid of, they themselves have achieved emancipation. Or that kind of many of those that time, also therefore even those, about 500 or arahants, almost like that way, all gathered together, council. That council, and then in these Buddha's teachings are collected, what the, each, the, those, especially three area, or they recited, like Ananda, or Buddha's cousin, and also great Kashyapa, etc., or that these and recite the Buddha's certain kind of scriptures, or then and this was each of them, or talking like Heart Sutra, we have together Dagi Thirva teaching them is when I said this, thus the Buddha one time is such and such place, such and such surrounding people, and then such and such in this way taught. They're able to recite because they have special memory. So therefore that way establish everybody agreed on this. This is the, the main thing. So therefore from there, Buddha's all the scriptures on after that happen. So that's the, my explanation, roughly. So then from there, so therefore, the Vaiveshika, this first the followers of the Hinayana, all the teachings, Vinaya, etc. And then the based on that, they were sometime in many arahants collected also together. They is in Buddhist teaching, Mahavashesha or something, great book of the explanation of the truth, reality, and the path, and the fruit, what the Buddha taught, etc. So this is collected many, many different arahants together, put in one or also another volume, also Mahavashesha. Oh, that is a Maha's great book. Oh, then Vaisheshya is a particularized, different sections, different topics, explanation, like that way. So that is the based on these followers, and then later those all collections, all these also at the time of the later Vasubandhu who is. Written in Abhidhamma Kosha, means another short book which explained this big Mahavaveshya, what explained everything in summarizing way and explaining. So therefore Abhidhamma Kosha is like now it used to be many way Abhidhamma Kosha. Abhidhamma means it, or the vividly explaining the reality, truth. So therefore, now, and I will talk this day, those who follower of the, or the Maha, Vaiveshya, etc., and then mainly following, or some of them are more later collection of these based on Buddha's teaching into these special kind of books, putting together more following on these, or then some of them not following that, more goes to sutra themselves, and following them, and then establish certain kind of theme or theory. So therefore, these schools, two schools, Vaiveshika, Satantika, that is, you know, the two schools, it's not a Sanskrit word, or the, that is the two rises. Now, I think I will talk with it mainly. What are these, schools? What they are talking? Or what they believing? How they practice? And that has it in all the written many, many, books, commentaries, etc. What is the, for example, first one, the Vaiveshika comes first, or the one who following, particularized way, that means those book Maha Vaiveshika, follower of that, system, let's say all these four schools that we say is books has sometimes later explanation, penny characteristic of those schools. Yawams, divisions, how many divisions have they themselves. And then Drashe means etymological explanation, etymology. And then subject itself, meaning, like that way, turn. So therefore, they have those things. Now, I don't think we need in all of these detail, and then all the meaning, what they explain, is they subject matter. I think a basic thing is all of schools talks. Shilam Dasum is she is base, fundamental, all phenomenal things, everything, what they believe in general, on the fundamental basis, world and subject and object and all these kind of phenomenal things and all these bases, what is the reality in the base. So therefore, that is the she means the base, foundation. And then from that, any spiritual way of path is from there, and the path, what is the believing, what is the path to leading spiritual goal, path. And then practicing those things, and finally, what they achieved, final result, debu means result, fruit. Okay, so we would better to say, what are those different shi, lam, debu sums, base, path, fruit. Okay, those three things, how Vaiveshika believes, how Satantika believes, how then Maya and the two is Yogacharas, because one is Yogacara, one is Mahakasa Madhyamika. Also, there's four schools they have, right? Four schools. What the different view? Why they have this different? How they following? What kind of sutra? What kind of logical reasons? How they achieve? That is the mainly talking. Yeah? So, now, the base. Our base is the, now Vaiveshika, let's go to the first one, is Vaiveshika, what they believe is the base, or fundamental, thing. The base is the, when explaining the, you can say, Vaiveshika's system is the Abhidhamma Kosha based on, for example, how explained the basis in general, or Shecha Shinga is called. Shecha means object of knowledge, object to be known. shape of two arms. Okay, anything, whatever existing, everything is an object of knowledge. Not rabbit horn, non-existence. Okay, baby or barren woman, those are the non-existence. But something which existence, everything fit into. Or that the shesham is to be knowable, object of knowledge, knowable. Or that is the shesha. That is the shingas, five things categorized. Okay, five babeshika. Now, first one, five was just let you go to name, namely five shingas, or five bases. Nawa sukishi. Nawa sukishi means, zuk means physical things. Nawa means appearance. We have eyes, and nose, and ears, and own senses, and mental. We have always dealing with the nawa, appearance. Nawa means appearing. Directly appearing things, or that is a zuk means the form, the physical. That is the one subject, nawa sukishi. Okay, that will explain a little bit. Then the two semjishi is the subject and object. So there were those objects. Then the subject size, two semjishi is mind, or that is principal mind. In sem means the mind, or the prime or mental nature. So semjishi is, and called simjungishi is the third one. Called simjungishi, simjung means. I think the same tune is a smaller mind. That is the, principal mind and the secondary mind. You say often the secondary mind. This is the later we'll talk on also. So there are two categories, subject, both in the mind and the senses and everything. They have consciousness. Consciousness has a primary consciousness. For example, an eye consciousness, when you look something, there is the at least primary, like king, like one consciousness, primary, and the surrounding, and with along together, secondary consciousness, the feeling and the wisdom, and the, at the some special kind of secondary consciousness goes with that. So therefore, these two explain. To semjishi, primary, or kor simjungishi, secondary, mental, okay? Then, dhamma mayimba duji yishi means, now, that is in dhamma mayimba, and those are neither physical or mental. There are some things which a lot of things were neither physical or mental. There's some lot of things you can explain. Okay? For example, a characteristic of impermanence or production or something. They themselves are not physical. And they themselves are not consciousness or something between. There are a lot of, this school was 14 different things. And it explained. Anyway, dhamma mayimba dujishi means neither physical or mental. Duji means which is exist, which is a production. Production produced by cause condition, but it is not physical or mental. Now, how many there?
Four.
Pick the one. You do that. I'm joking. Now, fifth one is dhumachajishi. Dhumachha means, in this also you have to know, all of these, four of them, dhucha. Dhucha means, dhu means cause and condition, dhu means together, made. So everything rises without, by itself, will never rise. Many cause, condition, different way, and it rises, and inside, mental, outer side, physical, everything depends on cause and condition. So therefore, these are the called duje. That dumache means that there are something exist, something knowable. Exist means knowable. But you can't show this is this, this is this. You can't show. Dumache means something non-produced on so-called. Right? Dumache means not cause condition, not made by cause condition. They are called something permanent natures. Permanent nature. The easy one is the, everybody's knowledge. Maybe I'm not sure easy or not. Dumache the namga means space. Now, when you have space, like for example, and then it's Dumache. Space, what is space? Up there, or down there, or space is the usually, or lack of attached or a physical, mere empty of the lack of the or lack of touched or a physical thing. So therefore, some kind of empty. The space can be between this or between their space, nothing, or in the sky, or even our anywhere, hollow, in our stomach also a lot of space. Even our body has also many space. But space is occupying, actually, it has some kind of, it is on everywhere. Wherever do jazz, produce things when you have, there is something, lack of certain things, empty of the space. That is called space. Space doesn't mean during the day, kind of crazy thing, and night, darkness, between the empty place. That is not space. That is another color, which is visible. That is a physical thing. But space means on that examine, and then nothing there to touch upon or anything. That itself exists. That is no apple. So therefore, discover. So that is the one base, space. And then in addition, then later nirvana or the social tangam is something you get rid of. Attachment, hetasura, get rid of the lack of that completely non-existent, put into non-existent. That non-existent of attachment itself, called also dumache. Once you get there, that has no, that thing has no cause, that thing has no result, and like that way. Okay? So there are five bases, you know, now. Namely five bases. So those are the explained, the fundamental. Among them, from there, then you have to separate what is the impure, what is the pure, that is two true, many divisions. Those are the, actually, whatever things exist in the world. Okay? So now, among them, that is both the same thing. All schools, now Zukishi is, of course, Zuk form, first one is the form, physical thing, that has also some differences, what this school believe, some other schools not believe, certain things exist, not, etc. You have distinction, but based on scriptures. But that is the, generally, now Zukishi is appearing. The physical things is one, first one. Okay? So, that is the easy one, is the Nawasukishi. Usually we have Zuk form, is the, in outer form, outer form is the object of these five senses. Yeah? One is the first one, the object of eye consciousness, that's the color and shape. Those two together, Zukgeji means some kind of special. And the general name of Zuk form, and particularized, and that is Zukgeji means something special, visible things. Anyway, color and shape, only that. But the color of shape is not enough for form. Form is, this has many all forms. Color shape you can see by eye consciousness, and then it has smelling. Eye consciousness doesn't see, or smelling by through nose. It has sound or by or the air, or it has a touch, or like that. Okay? So therefore, ru, da, ti, ro. Ro means taste. Rekja means the touch. So these are five things external. Everywhere, every physical things have those five things, roughly explaining. And if every internal, inner physical. Now, what are the inner physical? Inner physical is the organs. Oh yeah, these organs, five organs, eye organs, etc. These are physical things. They are what don't not necessarily exactly according to Western science, etc. Different. I'm talking about the base from what is the Buddhist text to explain. Now, organs, eye organ, for example, this Vaiśeṣika system, for example, eye organ, where is eye organ? Eye organ is in the round, around here, what you see the, or the ball, in this ball. This ball, outside the ball, is not eye organ. Eye organs in there, some kind of tangwamis, zuk tangwamis, very, very killer, subtle, and physical thing, which only functions to see, not to hear. Because if you, this eye organ, if you have, and with the rely on that eye consciousness, what if I rely on eye organ, dominated by eye organ, that is the only see color shape, physical thing. It will not see sound, smelling, etc. Now consciousness which is relying on, dependent on air organ. What is organ, another organ, subtle things. On it, and that is dominated, that consciousness which produced from that organ, that consciousness hears only sound. Or not see, etc. Like that, remaining of that, smelling and taste, etc. Same thing. Each has organ. Now, what kind of organ, what kind of this physical thing, this is not visible. This is some kind of very, very subtle thing. And they try to prove biologically something, but it is not outside this one. So therefore, what is it looks like eye organ, and the nose organ, etc. They have shape also a little different, subtle one. Okay? One is like, I don't know what kind of, some kind of flower looks like. Here is like some tip of needles or something. Here is like half a moon, little many, many things. They are somewhere, tongue has everywhere tongue, you have taste, able to taste. There's many, many particles, etc. Anyway, whatever, doesn't matter. You don't want to start in all of these, but roughly they say, under these physical things. Now, 10 physical things, do you know, understand? Inner physical, outer physical thing, 10. Yeah? Our inner, there's 10 organs, which are difficult to understand. Or outer physical things, you know, there's everything. Then this Vaiśeṣika believes another extra physical thing. That was a little harder one. Number Rikchi Mayimbe Zuk. Number Rikchi Mayimbe Zuk means number Rikchi is Zuk is usually visible and then all senses, you know, Apollo, etc. That kind of thing. Now, number Rikchi Mayimbe Zuk means there is some kind of subtle form, which is not organ, but the, for example, if the monks, let's say, example, in Vinaya, monks, nuns should take vow, bhikshu vow. Oh, bhikshu vow, when you take bhikshu vow with the sanghas and abbot and a special ritual, your motivation, and all this together, and it's something you take first vow, and then the first time you have number of regimes, a little bit visible things, how to, body gesture, and or reciting certain rituals, etc., something, there is some quality you see here, but after that, you don't know. Or they have vow. You don't see. Or monks, nuns, maybe they wear some yellow robe, that is not vow. Cut the hair, that is not vow. Vow is there, some kind of special vow, that is maintained. Unless there's some break vow, some kind of special cause of breaking vow, there is some cause. But otherwise, under death, from once you're taking to all the way up to death, remain in the body. And so that is the invisible. Number of regimes cannot see directly anybody. That kind of subtle form. Okay? Okay, that is the one example. Number regime in the Zug. That kind of Zug form would be some strong special kind of cause and conditions. There are number regime in the Zug negative way also you have sometimes the belief, like vow. Like they say, I think somebody says, like butcher, who somewhere system, like family, that family is always be butcher. Yeah? When your son born, naturally, while you doing killing, etc., not directly or not, while you eating or sleeping, doesn't matter. Once you father is a butcher, and the family is a butcher character, and then that son also accepted that is now, from now I am butcher. So then he takes one time to killing or something. From there on he has the killing this kind of the negative, like vow, negative kind of the something going on continuously. Whether that is also number regime in the Zug. There are our karma also has many, some of those karmas invisible, not visible, but there are a lot of those things have. So everything, when everything what does is not necessarily we have to see, we have to know. There are many, many unknown things. Okay, so anyway, that's the, that kind of thing, number three, the Zug, that is the 11th form. Or that is the only this Vaveshika except later Majjhimika time or Pasangika court, and that will explain later we will come. So that kind of thing. So that is roughly, and then each of them color, shape, and the smelling and taste, each of them divination and divisions and characteristics, etc. You don't want to learn all of those things. If you want to learn, maybe scientists will explain. Okay. Anyway, that is generally this in the, basically, Navasudhishik. Now, this, the appearance. Now, so same dishes. Now, with the mental, how do you do mind? How many mentals? Yeah? Now, mentals is so same dishes. So is primary consciousness. How many there are primary consciousness? Or they will say, six primary consciousness. I, consciousness, etc., down, those sense consciousness, and then sixth is mental consciousness. Those are the consciousness. Those have primary consciousness, okay? Primary consciousness, main consciousness. When you look something on the principal one is the, like dominating, like a king. When a king goes with somewhere, with its subject, goes with the, and it comes to with the subject. Similar, like a little bit similar, the consciousness, when you look, eye consciousness, look something, there's always other smaller, secondary consciousness, like for example, feeling, discriminating, progressing kind of samadhi nature, or something like that, semba, or yila cheba, or anyway, there are five how to say, Gundu means the omnipresent. Is that omnipresent. Do you understand? Omnipresent, five secondary consciousness, and then non-omnipresent secondary. Sometimes go with the primary consciousness, sometimes does not go. So this is kind of, there are feeling and discrimination, and, or et cetera. There are five omnipresent consciousness, secondary consciousness, and then another, or this system, another yunginga means another samadhi, wisdom, et cetera. There are another five account yungi, or those are 10 of them omniscient, omnipresent. Some other schools, only five omnipresent. That means our consciousness, mental or sense, only occupying, always with them, at least five. Or this system, or at least 10 of them occupy. Okay? So that is mental, some kind of consciousness, primary consciousness, secondary consciousness. And then there are these 10, and then there are many, many other consciousness all together. Second, six primary consciousness with the goals, secondary consciousness here and there together, or there are some are delusion, when a deluded mind comes with the come with the, all that. Sometimes a virtuous mind, primary consciousness, with the company, with the faith, etc., special kind of consciousness. All of these together, there are 51 consciousness, smaller consciousness. That is called Sanskrit word chitta and chaita. Chitta means primary consciousness. Chaita is a secondary consciousness. There are, those are the, each of them definition, this explanation, what their nature, what is them, or like the hatred, or jealousy, or ignorance, or the delusions, doubtness, or et cetera, all of these things. And then virtuous faith, sharp wisdom, et cetera, some kind of virtuous mantras, and all kinds of things. In this explain all the 51 of them, detail. Of course, the Abhidhamma Kosha explained one chapter is the fifth chapter is mainly to concentrate on deluded mind, consciousness, or that like that way. Or that like that way, similar anyway, or then this system, Nawa Sukhi, one base is appearance, Sukh physical, and the second one is the subject side has two, primary consciousness side and secondary side consciousness. Secondary has 51, and the primary one is 6 divided, of course, like that way. Okay? You want to learn that? No? Okay, you have to learn. Because that is, we have to operate from them. Some of them you want to get rid of. These are my enemy. These are my friend. We have to develop certain things, positive things, certain negative things. These are the mental side and the object side. Over there, you have always attractive and hateful, etc. So they're mentally doing the. We have to always practitioner, spiritual practitioner, dealing with that. So therefore, detail explaining, understanding true, carefully. Then and that will help. Okay. All right. Then five. Among them, two of them done. Well, if you done in this system, and others also, whether they call five basic object or core or not, doesn't matter. Then you will understand the similar, different name, but they, okay? So now, five among them, Navasukishi, or appearance of the physical and in the mental mind, primary mind, and secondary consciousness, three. And then, what is it? Fourth one. Fourth one is more harder one. Dhamma mayimba duji yishi. Dhamma mayimba duji yishi means neither physical or mental. What are those things? Okay, in this system, maybe some of those, maybe you are not, Pamilar, Topdang Madhav Kanyang Dang Dushi Menyung Juba Dang Swadang Senyi Nam Dang Mingga Chola Sokpa Yungos. Or that is a top, they will say, Toba, Madhav, Toba means obtainment. You say something achieved, obtained. When you say you have obtained this and that, et cetera, achieved in all realization or something, wisdom or something you achieved. When you achieved, when you say toba means what you achieved, what achiever between there, some kind of link. Toba means some kind of neither physical, neither mental, they can some kind of power or like, or in a rope looks like some. When a horse or something loading, you know, one big load, another big load, both of them tied together, one rope. Like, almost like that way. And making something, toba means, what do you obtain? For example, arahants, Buddha achieved many, many emancipation in life, the mental, etc. Who has, possessed, you say possess or achieved or something. That means achievement itself or possessing. And there's a quality, substantial quality, which is neither what you achieved or not that one, or what who achieves, achieved but also not, between the linking some kind of, or the quality, which is neither physical, neither mental. Do you understand? Toptang, Madhup Ganyamtang. Other than like that way, then this kind of thing. And then also, easier one is thought. Thought. Thought means life vital. Life also, sometimes people think life vital is the some kind of the air or subtle air. Or sometimes life vital is there is neither physical, neither mental. There is some kind of existing, substantial nature or something like that. That is the sock, means human have sock. Or these the stones have no sock. Sock means the soul or some kind of vital life or soul or something, okay? That is the, that is also in this system, categorized. Tenyi namdani, tenyi means characteristic of production things. All produced things have four characteristics. Yeah? Tenyi means the birth. Okay. Then the impermanence. Gyawa jigwa. Neba means abiding. Continue abiding. And then gakba means ceasing. So therefore in the cup, this in the cup itself, and it has a quality of the birth, which is not the cup itself, is called the birth, is some substantial thing. It has the impermanent, every moment changing nature, this is some kind of nature. Or like that way, abiding every moment, some kind of continuation or something, and then finally to cease, call together. Or there are something separate from the cup, but the nature of cup, like with the close to the cup. So that way, those are the Deminduji. There are four of them, 14 of them listed. Mingitsola, Sokvayang. Or then, that is the, and that is okay, yeah? Oh, we have the impermanence, that is, what is the impermanence of table? Is it table itself, or somewhere outside, or nothing? But it is quality, it is our own quality. That quality, it is there, not near the table, or that is not consciousness, but it is a functional thing, and a produce thing. Table produce, with along it is, the quality, impermanent, etc., born with that. So therefore, all that kind of things. These are the fourth category. Okay? Lovely, done. Now four. Now fifth one. Fifth one is already I done, right? Dumache, none. or non-produced, like space, And in this system, space has two categories. One is the side of the production thing, which is the hollow, what we see between the wall and this, kind of during the day, or then kind of light nature, or dark, then the night, dark nature, something between there, you know that is hollow, empty, you can see empty, you can see visible kind of, that is not real space. And then, this is element of space called. No, real space is when you use that is basis, and then is there anything touchable, is there anything, and discovered nothing, right, reachable or touchable, that it is a real discovering space. That space is non-produced. That space doesn't go anywhere. That space not produced by something. That space not destroyed. You can crack or destroy or on the fire or burning or whatever you do. That space never, it is permanent. Okay. Alright, that's all right. So now, five spaces. That is in universal. Or whole from world to all the way Buddha up to anything, whatever exists. So those five categories into fit those categories. Okay. With these categories, then you have to develop the samsara and spiritual goal and the path and obstacles and emancipation are what achieved all these things. So therefore, that is the base code. Now what we want to know is from this base, the path system. Second one is path. Third one is a fruit, a result, spiritual result, right? Okay, that is the mainly. Okay, then, I'm not going to read this, and just what I learned, and roughly we will talk. Otherwise, it's complicated, yeah? And I also not able to read very well, and then when I read, everybody bored, sleeping. Okay? So, therefore now, path system, I think, yeah? This has also many, many, for the base, finding those five things, and then from there, many, many other things, like three times, past, the present, the future, what they are. There are two truths. Of course, maybe this is important. In this system, two truths. All of these are fit into two truths. Now, two truths, later, Majjhimikans say two truths. This is completely different. In this system, two truths. What is the truth? Argument truth and conventional truth. And then that is the Abhidhamma Koshas. Kāngla chom tāng lōyē shēng sāna tālō mīnjūpa pōm rūshīn tū kūnzu tū yō tī tāndam yō shēng nōs. Oda that is tēng tāmbām is ultimate truth. Kūnzu is the conventional truth. What the difference is now roughly characterized is all of these are kāngla chom tāng lōyē shēng. If what is the phenomenal conventional thing is the physical or whatever, it is the when you have jumba is like cups, for example, by hammering or by physically destroy it, of course, cupness is gone, right? Cannot stay. Cup is usually exist, but when you destroy it by hammer or something, no cup. So cup is conventional, is not ultimate. Same thing. Not necessarily that, and everything, certain things by mentally, such and such a thing, yeah, if you have, understandable. But they by categorize, for example, me, or my body, or something, my head, when you say, you can, by physically destroy, then you lose. Or by mentally, where is my, oh, my head, or my hair is not me, my head, my nose is not head, She is not, etc. Then thinking by loy sam is by wisdom, clearly each one by one, clearly nothing left there. That is the conventional sign. It is a conventional nature. So therefore, when you anything house, when you say house is consciousness, that's conventional, because it's on the floor and walls, ceilings, and each of them, many, many particles, when you think, where is the house, or where is beautiful building, or then you can, roughly, you can, conventionally, you can think, you can identify. But examine, detail, analyze, and then you lose. That is the not automatic, it is the conventional. Okay, so therefore physically or mentally, when you seva, clearly not this and part by part, then sell apple or that kind of thing, when that happens and lose its identification, that kind of things are conventional truth. Now, is there ultimate truth in a physical etosura? This believes ultimate truth. Yes. What is that? The atoms. Or the finest. Or the physical point of view, for example. And the mental, same thing. Physical, this is the, for example. And then, do they chokchi chamis? Do they means subtle, most subtle, or atom or particle, which cannot divide it. That is final thing, divided, finally, then less, small, less. There is no further division. You cannot make by physically, by mentally, you can't make from there, that is the final thing. If there is something like that, that is ultimate truth. So therefore, this system, there is ultimate truth, is it some physical ultimate truth, is it dute, subtle atoms. Of course, that is also this system believes. Of course, we have sometimes discussion of scientists, is there ultimate dute? Because now scientists say probably there's no such ultimate dute. Because they little up above this, other system, higher system, you deny, you don't have ultimate subtle atoms. How much you buy mentally, if you divide it, is always endless. For example, if there is supposed to be some one ultimate atom, smallest one, let's say that is the smallest one, that is no part, partless. Is that partless, no part? And then you think, let's say that has 10 other atoms, four directions, and sides, and up and down, 10 of them round, circle. So all of them ultimate, partless. If that says, what is wrong? Is it, let's say that the middle one, partless, is this partless? This has no division, you cannot divide the part. If that case, if that has facing to east side, east atom, to facing to the north side atom, are they same or different? What do you think? Different. So therefore this atom is not partless. And is there a little more further? Doesn't matter, same logical conclusion. There is no partless, you cannot find all the time with the part. Some is side, one side. Same way, and in mental things, and non-physical things are from the point of time, for example. Many, many times pass in the future, and this way, when you divide it, there is no actually real ultimate, this is the final thing, ultimate, stand ultimately. There is no such thing. Okay, that is the, this is upper school says, that is not this system. Of course, this system, of course, all this have these atoms. Then Java Tanakh, Other than when you have this system, why only 10 of those round and they only when you touch them, if you touch in the middle one on the east, is touching to the west, they will say, oh, they are not touching. Not touch. But between little space. It doesn't have that one, okay? And then the same way, under the little space, in that space, what is there, and another atom? Okay, so many endless questions arises. Okay, so therefore, but anyway, this is most the rapacity level of the, of course, they will be ultimate physical thing. They will be ultimate mental thing. They are rough things, so they were conventional truth, ultimate truth. They never say Madhyamika, a higher system, Shunyata, never say. They will say like that way, okay? Okay, that is good. Ultimate truth and conventional truth, the two divided into all of these are into two, fit like that way. Okay? Other than then there are a lot of the times, death, past, and present, future, or whether they are real or not. Past is not real, future is not real, present in maybe real or something. In this system, everything rests to a substantial existence. Past is this. Past jar is a jar. Future jar is a jar. Past, present, future, everything substantial exists. Something like this kind of system. Or some other things not like that way. So anyway, we don't want to discuss those things. Right? Okay. All right. Well, you don't want to listen to us. Okay. All right. So therefore, that and then also this is important. Later, Madhyamika system. This is called Mekka and Mayinga. That is the negation. Negation is two negations, upper school belief. Negation, mere negation, negation. When you know such thing, that's mere negation. Nothing being positive. The mayinga means the negation which upper and then affirms, the affirms another positive thing. Yeah? If you say not non-human, not non-human, is that negating something, right? That's two double negating, not non-human. What that makes? Appears. Impairs human, right? Okay, that is the negation, but affirms some positive things. There is no elephant in this room. We all know, as object of knowledge, no negation. None elephant, no elephant, both of them negation. When you know elephant, doesn't mean something else affirms, mere negation. Okay? That way understanding, that way and then later Shunyata, etc., a lot of those mere negation we will find selflessness, etc. So therefore, right now in a rough way or some easy way, like talking about that, no elephant here in this room, no lions in this room, we all know, right? Okay. Well, this room is not the affirming, but this room is a base of the negation. And on this negated the elephant, then what is left? Nothing to confirm, nothing to affirm. Okay? So mere negation. But this system, no mere negation. It is the negation itself is substantially some kind of them, is some substantial thing. It is not mere negation, right? And they will say it a little different way. Okay? So anyway, that is the, we will stop there, okay? That's part. Or that negation is a mere negation, and the affirming negation, called affirming, means affirming some positive, yeah? All those things, two kinds of negations, etc. Or that this kind of thing, discussion, many divisions little in this base, you know, so that's enough. Okay, basis. Alright? Now, lam, path. Path, or also then, or connection with that path. Path is the, to lead to the emancipation, enlightenment. Or that path is it also, when you're talking on the path, object of path. What do you try to remove? Obstacle of the path. And nature of path. The goal of path. All of those things will explain, right? Okay. Object of path, what they use is, of course, now Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. Meditation on the truth of suffering or cause of suffering, etc. 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. You probably know those things, right? Right? Suffering has four attributes. Mitakva impermanence, dungava, etc. There are four. And the cause of suffering has, like that way, 16 aspects of the nature. Detail explaining. These detailed thinking, mentally understanding fully, those are the meditational object, right? Suffering is how horrible, how bad, and impermanent, it has no desirable things. So thinking that way, opposite way, nature of suffering. And then where they arise, the cause, and etc. And then all this, how you get rid of, when you get rid of these all, that is cessation, final cessation, it has a special four causes, four characters. And then when you're getting rid of that, you know, or obstacles, the path, which realization of, yeah, then general Four Noble Truths, especially realization of the root is selflessness, dhammeva. Or that this understanding, meditating those deeply, when we meditate, those are the object of meditation. Okay. Object of meditation, right? Four Noble Truths, etc. The nature of meditation, the path has the oriented path, ordinary path. When you direct realization of truth under that ordinary path, there is the two other paths, ordinary level. Then when you meditation higher, finally direct realization of shunya, because the selflessness, Four Noble Truth, and then that is superior beings achieved. So they have Aryan path. This has a path of seeing, path of cultivation, path of the normal learning. That is Arahant's path. So there are five paths. Path of accumulation, path of reaching to that path of seeing, path of reaching, and path of seeing, path of cultivation. During those time, each obstacle is removed one by one. Or there are many divisions. Then after finally achievement of path of normal learning, it's Arahant sheep when you achieve, there's no need to any more learning. So now you have special path exceeding all of these. Well, that is the nature of path has five those things. And fruit. The fruit is, of course, then according to this system, three fruits. In the lower level, Hinayana, Shrapaka Arahant sheep, Padiga Buddha Arahant sheep, Bodhisattva Arahant sheep, there's so, these three final goals you have, which each different path taking through that, when your fruit achieves, you got rid of all the, obstacles, delusions, karmas. Cause of the karma is the delusions, ignorance, etc. All of them from the root completely removed. So therefore achieved emancipation or nirvana. That is called nirvana. Okay, so therefore when you achieve nirvana, that is fruit. Okay? Then in nirvana, can you go back to the world? shouldn't be. But this system is a little strange. Sometimes Rajumba Nyambe Chojem could be very, very dull arahants may lose from nirvana to go a little further back. Then again, that will definitely recover for this life, one life, then in the future never do. But there's sometimes a little bit losing this system accepted, but the rest of the schools, no way. Okay? Once you have achieved nirvana, permanent cessation. Okay, there is no way of returning. Okay? So that is the path, fruit. Base, path, fruit. Right? Okay. So that is the, roughly I'm talking, this is Vaiveshika system. There are some unique things, they are explained like that way. But then most similar to other, this and the Satantika, those who follow of the more sutra rather than Mahavaivesha, and then they also have the same thing, two truths. Now they have two truths, much, much different than this. And general path and the fruit and this is no different much explanation. But the fundamental base or form, these ten forms and consciousness, etc., and those reality, truth, is the permanent, impermanent, etc., certain things, this system little different than Bhaveshika. But in the path system, or fruit system, almost identical. So therefore, we don't need to separate it to learn much, okay? Or the Satantika system, or the there are an explanation of the Buddhist logician, the Dharmakirti, and the logician Dignaga, etc. Then Dharmakirti, four chapters of the Pramana Vedika, long text written there, also explaining about some of the sutra followers, how to things accepted. This is the Yogacara and Satantika mixed together. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to detail because that makes you bored. And I think we'll talk, since I have the two lectures, so this afternoon maybe talk Yogacara system, and tomorrow we will talk Madhyamika system. All of them brief. Okay? And then you are a great learner, learned scholar. You become geshis. Okay. I think we will stop there, okay? Is that too up, right? All right, thank you. Nam da hin ma chu ba han so da ya ne chan jo sem jo sem bo chi ma je pa na je jo chi je ba yam ba me ba kon na kon do be wa so to ne ta wa sem bo chi Ma je pa na je jo si Je va jam va me va ya Kone kondo ve va